Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Erin Cassidy, Web Services Librarian at the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Today we're here chatting with Scott Vieira. Scott, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for letting me come.
So you're the Electronic Resources Librarian here in the library. That title might sound a bit mysterious to some of our listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about what your job entails and what you do in a typical day at work?
Well, my job entails the acquiring and managing of electronic resources, which includes for us electronic journals, e-books, and databases.
Anything not on paper.
Pretty much. Which is a growing job because more and more of the things that we purchase are electronic versus print.
Okay. So outside of work, what sort of hobbies or areas of interest do you have?
Well, I'm interested in reading about almost anything. I enjoy movies, cultural things like art, but probably reading is where I spend most of my time. Oh, I should throw in there, too, I enjoy computers and technology, too. So.
Okay, makes sense for an electronic resources person. So what book are you currently reading, and what are your main areas of reading interest?
Well, like I said earlier, unfortunately, I wish I could narrow down my reading interests, but I have trouble with that. I'm reading a variety of things right now. I'm reading, I don't know if you pronounce it right, it's Reed, it's R-E-A-M-D-E by Neal Stephenson.
Okay.
It's a science fiction type book.
Okay.
On kind of involves terrorists and hackers and alternative game like World of Warcraft, and it's a long book. I'm
okay.
In the middle of that. I'm reading another a biography on Goebbels,
mm-hmm.
So the Nazi propaganda minister. And let's see, what else am I reading? I'm reading a book about the Essays of Montaigne, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're asking me all these questions about all these people. I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right or not.
No, that's okay.
But I'm always reading other things, too. But those are the main things I'm reading right now.
Yeah, definitely good diversity going there. So you've lived in Texas for about a year now after coming to us from Kansas. What do you miss most about living in Kansas, and what do you like best about living in Texas?
I've spent a lot of time in Kansas, and so when I go back, there's a familiarity to it that is kind of comfortable, and I kind of miss that. My family's still there. I miss them, and they're hopefully
rough.
Coming soon, so maybe
good.
This summer. So that's tough, too. I like Texas. I like the fact I was ready to start something different and move to a new place. So Texas has been fun, and it's a lot different than Kansas. kind of the topography's different. Being closer to the coast is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I did live in the Kansas City metro area, so I'm still kind of used to the city part of it. So I'm kind of actually getting used to Huntsville, which is a little bit more smaller and rural than I'm used to.
Right.
But, I think for the most part, a lot of the characteristics, the people and stuff are very similar to Kansas, too.
Alrighty, though. So tell us a little bit about where your interests lie for research and publishing as a faculty member.
Well, I mean, there's definitely my work is related to electronic resources, so there's some interest there. I actually have a lot more interest probably, though, in history and philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the work I'm working on would be related to the area of philosophy of information, information literacy, discussing what really makes information authoritative or credible.
Oh, okay.
From more of a philosophical viewpoint, not so much a pragmatic approach to it. And then I'm very interested, in history. So I have a lot of interest in the history of libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular right now, some of my research that I'm working on is related to, because I also have interest in the history of sexuality. So somehow trying to kind of, bring those two areas together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of looking at the what role libraries played during the sexual revolution in the 1960s is an area of interest.
Oh, yeah, that sounds very interesting. Well, obviously, we sort of touched on this a moment ago, but obviously the field of electronic resources in libraries has changed dramatically over the past couple decades and continues to progress rapidly. How do you imagine that electronic resources might change libraries even further in another decade?
Well, I tend to be kind of dark and gloomy about the future of libraries. Before this job, I worked as a reference librarian in a public library in the Kansas City area. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't see a lot of future there. Not that I think that public libraries are going away, but I think what they do and what I like about libraries is going to change dramatically. I see public libraries playing a role more with programming, particularly training for computer, you know, computer software, helping people find jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see them in the same traditional way of playing a large role in reference services, and even I'm not even sure about what role they'll play in the future as far as books and
so moving more towards social service instead of the information access.
I think so. I think that there I see a lot of things coming in the near future with electronic, with changes with e-books and other types of electronic resources that are going to challenge print. That I think mm-hmm. possibly could be threatening to those kind of services that public libraries have traditionally been, you know, recognized for and what they do.
Right.
And that's the stuff I like. I like those kind of resources. So I do see more future with it in academia. I see mm-hmm. the fact that we're still going to need to, although more and more of these resources will become electronic, they still need to be acquired. They still need to be managed. Mm-hmm. And you still have an entire, you know, the learning curve. You know, you need to have librarians who can teach students and other users how to use all these resources, how mm-hmm. to discover them. And so I see more future in that, really more in the sense of managing electronic resources and more instruction in libraries. And so that's one, you know, I shouldn't say it's one, it's the primary reason why I tried to, that I've moved from, you know, a reference librarian in a public library environment into an academic environment working with electronic resources. Hmm. So I see a lot of future for it.
Okay, great. Okay, so we always try to end on sort of a lighthearted note here. If you could be one of these animals, which would you be and why? An otter, an eagle, or an elephant?
My goodness, an otter, eagle, or elephant. I don't know what this might say about myself.
None of us ever know what it says about us. That's why it's interesting.
You know, I was going to say eagle, but because I think of the eagle as being majestic and kind of, mm-hmm. you know, even kind of wise in a way. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the owl thing there. But I have to say otter, because in the long run, I think I like would want people to look at me as someone who's kind of playful and fun.
Oh, I like that.
You know, I like taking life seriously, but at the same time, I like the idea that otters seem to always be having fun. And
always floating
so,
on their
yeah,
backs
I think
and playing
I'd have to
things.
Go with an otter on that.
Okay, good answer. All right, well, thank you for being with us and talking to us today.
Thank you very much.